Hello. Is anybody out there? Mr. Nell Navarro, Mr. Lazaro. Hello, hello.
Yo, how you doing, man?
What's going
Can you hear
on,
me?
brother? Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Let me try to get my mic on my camera on real quick. Sorry about
All
that.
right,
Let's
all right.
see. Start video.
Wow, I can't believe this
All
happened,
right.
bro.
What's up? How you doing, man? Nice to meet you, bro.
Nice to meet you, bro. You're Mr. Lazaro, Lazarus
Yeah,
Navarro.
Navarro Lazarus. Yes, sir.
So,
And
what's
then
your
you're Eric, right?
yes, Eric Castillo, brother. What's your first name?
Navarro. So yeah, I know that's a common last
Yeah,
name, but that's actually my first name. So I got two
dude.
last names, man.
Yeah, because my mom's maiden name, well, my grandmother's last name is Navarro.
Wow.
Yes. So I was like, wait, is it first name or last name? So I was like, wow, that's funny.
Since I moved out to Miami, I've actually met a couple people and they told me like, oh yeah, you got like a famous like or a known
Last
last name
name.
in the Hispanic community. Yeah. So yeah, yes, sir.
Bro, so welcome to the podcast, bro. Thank you for
Thank
accepting the invite and taking the time to come out here, bro, because I saw your page and was like, man, I gotta hit you up. And I've seen your posts and like they're super interesting. So I was like, I got to reach out to you and see if you were down. It was like, whoa. So you're down, man. So welcome to the Infinite Talks podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, depending on where you are in this present moment. Welcome back to the Infinite Talks podcast. I'm here with Navarro
Yes,
Lazarus,
sir. Yes, sir.
AKA Nell. He goes by Nell in TikTok. And I was like, bro, I've been watching your stories and very interesting stories, bro. You share a lot of cool stuff. And I was like, man. A lot of the actually the one that caught my point right now, and we'll go into it right now and further, but I was just like, you've been growing a lot. I'm pretty sure your inbox is blowing up all the time now recently in the last few weeks.
As of lately, yes, sir.
So, and I was like, man, I gotta reach out to this dude because you have a lot of cool stuff. Hold on, bro. My dog, she just went out to
Okay,
pee.
no problem, bro. No
You're
problem.
good, you're good.
Right, bud.
She likes to come out on the podcast, bro.
Oh, yeah, make an appearance.
She does her
Yeah, man. Thank
cameo.
you for having me, man. Thank you for having me. This is my first ever podcast, so
Hey,
I'm
man.
excited for it, man.
The first one and not the last. And I see that you have a good book collection. Me too as well.
Yes,
I'm all
sir.
into
Yes,
the books. I got the Steve Jobs right now. I don't know if you can see it right there, but
oh, yeah.
yeah, I'm
Okay.
reading that one right now.
So it's his
Sorry.
autobiography or?
It's a biography, yeah.
Okay,
It's
okay.
by Walter Isaacson. Yeah,
Okay, okay.
he writes a lot of biographies for people and he does like interviews on different people that know that person, and he'll write down like scopes from everybody's point of view of that person that you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out because I mean,
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, he revolutionized the world. So shit, we can learn a
Man,
lot from him, I'm sure.
for sure, bro. And I actually got this book as a gift. I went to one of these local coffee shops. I'm from Texas, bro. I'm from Laredo, Texas.
Okay,
And
okay.
you're in Miami now, right? You're in Miami?
Yes, I just moved down early November.
Cool, bro. So where are you from originally?
So I'm originally from Atlanta, Georgia. I was born there, and then when I was 2 years old, I moved to a smaller town in Georgia, which is called Douglasville. And then I lived there until I was about 23, and then I made the move to Miami last
So
month.
you've
So,
been in the ATL for most of your life.
yes,
And
sir. Yep.
bro, dude, so ATL like is a huge city. And then you go to,
It is.
and then like the small town, and then now you're in Miami, which is another big city, bro. So like,
Yeah.
how's the vibe there right now?
I mean, it's definitely different. It's a culture shock because, you may know or the audience may know that Atlanta is mostly predominantly African American. And
Yeah.
then when you come down to Miami, it's predominantly Hispanic. And actually what I found is most people, their first language is Spanish. So I'm like, oh shit, like I gotta adapt, I knew it was gonna be mostly Hispanic, but I'm like, it's a different culture though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So but I've enjoyed it so far. The weather, if I was in Georgia, it would be pretty cold, but right now I'm warm, I'm comfortable, so I like that. You know what I'm saying?
For real, bro. I've never been to Miami, and I've been to Florida, but not Miami in particular. And I've never been to ATL, but I know some people that I've met people over the last few years, and one of my close friends, his name is Brian. He's actually originally from over there, but now he lives in Corpus, Texas, over here in Corpus Christi. And
Okay,
he's
okay.
but he goes every so often and he tells me all the good stories about Atlanta. And I've always been an Atlanta fan because of Outkast, back in the days when I was a young
Oh
man.
yeah, the rap
Yeah,
group. Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, I'm 45, bro. So I lived through the era when Outkast was like new and up and coming. You know what I mean? So,
Oh man, I thought you was like 30 or something. You told me you're 45, bro. What?
dude, I
You
grew
young
up
man,
and
you look good.
thank you, bro. I'll take care of myself, man. I'm in pimp.
Yes,
You know what I mean?
sir.
Nah. Dude, no. How old are you, bro?
I'm 23.
Dude,
23.
23,
Yeah.
man. You're young, bro. You're young, bro. You're in the prime time of your life right now. So
Yeah, I know. I'm
enjoy the
just
years,
starting
bro.
out, man.
23 and 45, man. Like
Yes,
Michael Jordan
sir.
years. Michael Jordan years, baby.
Oh,
Doing great
yeah. I didn't even
things.
see that.
And
Yep.
it's 2023, so we're like Michael Jordan years.
Yep, man.
Yeah.
And it's interesting that you say you're from Texas because I've never been there, but I've heard so much about it. I was considering moving there because I heard it, there's plenty of cities there and the property doesn't cost as much and whatnot. But I need to definitely make my way out there one day and check it out. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah. One of these days, man, you come down when I get my studio going. Right now, I'm working off of home. Like my studio's at home. Actually, right now I'm in my kitchen, in my dining area.
Yeah,
And
yeah.
sometimes I'll use my son's room. Like, hey, bro, I need to use it. And he's like, Dad, that's my room.
Hey,
But
anything can make it work, bro.
it's all part of the algorithm right now, man.
Yes,
Trying to make
sir.
things and dreams realities, you know. So
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
man. So now you're in Miami, and how did you come about, like? Because your page is hot right now and it's blowing up. I see it, I feel it. And I'm like, dude, so I know that you have like a great storytelling ability. You share a lot of different cool points of view. You kind of share like both points of view when you share a story. And so like I like that you do that because it's very
Yeah.
dynamic, bro. You have this like interesting point of view and you make the stories very interesting. On
Thank you.
top
Thank you, man.
that they're already interesting. And then on top of
Yes,
like your
yes.
point of view, I like the commentary you use, and that's a skill, man. Like I'm for 23 and having that ability to share like your thoughts and being like very clear and concise, and people understand it and gravitating to it, because like a lot of your views are just going up and blowing up, especially for the ones that are like right now the hot ones, like the speed topic. Like I think that the speed live
Yeah,
stream,
man.
because you're the first one that I had heard it from. And for those who don't know, Speed is a, if you can give them a little bit of scoop on that story on Speed and KSI, what they did, because that video you shared, man, just give them the synopsis of what you did and how you
Yes,
shared the
sir.
story and how it's kind of blowing up right now.
For sure, for sure. So if y'all don't know who Speed is, he's basically the number one streamer. A streamer is someone that creates content long form from their computer, and they just, do, they'll like, scorch like the internet, like they'll like, and they'll talk about whatever essentially. And Speed, he's like 17 or 18 or something, number one streamer in the world, millions of followers, millions and millions of people. He's pretty big. And what I saw actually on Instagram as I was scrolling, which is basically how I do my research to find videos, as you said, I take an already viral topic and I just add my perspective. So if y'all want some free sauce, I give you the
Hey,
free sauce, but.
I do that too, bro. So I know your algorithm, bro.
Exactly, man, because it's like if it's already viral, then people want to hear about it and they might want to hear your perspective. So
Yeah.
but so yeah, so that Speed video, I saw it on Instagram and I found it interesting because although I've seen many streamers, I haven't seen many streamers go like to a live event with a live audience. And it was kind of something different and I was like, I was intrigued, so I thought other people would be intrigued. And I made a video about it and yeah, I think it got a decent amount of views and it piqued a lot of people's interest because they haven't seen that either. This is something new that I'm sure it maybe have been done before, but for the number one streamer to do it, that's big.
Yeah, no, and I think like this modern day philosophies of business and entertainment, people are just getting more creative because there's such a lot of accessibility for different types of technology, right? Like us just streaming right now and interacting and having a podcast. But then, like, if you think about this live streamer, he's been on Twitch or whatever, right? And now he's like, bro, I have this idea. Let's go in that auditorium or stadium. Let's pack the house and then live stream from there and also get money from the people that are coming into the show, sell whatever the hell we're going to sell, make it like a concert. So you said something about that. Like you can relate to like an artist who's like, like yay, Kanye, like he's been performing for years, he has people coming over to the shows and that's his main way of making money. He does shows and people just go there, right? Or not his main way, but like one of his, like the people want to
Yeah,
go
in
see him.
terms of the music, I think
Yeah.
that for musicians, that is their main source of income is
Yeah.
going on tour. So, in his music side of his business, yeah, for sure. So.
So, and it was interesting because when I heard it from you, I was like, dude, I started thinking, like, man, like, is this is just the beginning? of this, like people just getting creative. Like, let's say one day you get big enough and you just want to start doing something like very similar to that point, or even, you know, just building on that idea. And it's just creative, man. Like, wow, like I was blown away, because if people are willing to pay speed, and they were screaming, bro, they were chanting, like,
they were entertained. They're entertained, which is what he's there to do. You know what I'm saying? Make people's day and entertain them. So,
and getting bread at the same time, he's making money.
Like, win-win for everybody. And honestly, like, even though he's like 17 or 18, he's in the same field essentially as me. So I'm taking inspiration from him. I'm seeing his work ethic and, like you said, what he's doing creative-wise. And I'm like, wow, like, I could learn something from that. Obviously, I'm not like the same type of entertainer as him, you know, but there's definitely learned from that. So I valued it.
Bro, my son's 9 years old, and my daughter, she's 16. And they were telling me about Speed, like, in the World Cup. I didn't know who he was, because he made that song.
And that went viral. It went viral, man.
I was like, this is not my cup of tea, but I like the song.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he has a younger audience for sure. My son
knew who he was. So, like, I was like, dude, this is, like, I'm getting to that point in life where, like, I'm seeing from the outside in.
Mm-hmm.
And I see what's going on in the hot scene, and I'm not like, wait, I'm not part of that anymore. Like, this is a new generation of entertainment, new generation of ideas. You're part of that.
Mm.
And you're probably one of the older ones, because even if you think about Speed, you said he's 19. So he's like 4 years behind.
Something like that. Yeah, he's young. Yeah,
but he's young, and he's already doing things that are like outside and wild, like filling up an arena or whatever it is.
Yeah,
thinking outside the box. Like, hey, man, I'm creative. Let's do this. Let's do that. Like, making a song for the World Cup, bro. Like, come on.
It's like, that's the thing I love about content creation and why I wanted to get into it, was because you can take it in so many different places. You can stream, you can make videos, you can do live events, you can create merchandise. It allows you to grow as a person, because it's like a career path that never ends and it's ever expanding. You know what I'm saying? You can take it any way you want to take it. And just as long as you're consistent and you keep putting forth effort, you can succeed. So
I love it. And it's I think right now, like, I'm pretty sure you're doing it more intensely now. Like, are you seeing something more, like, you're going in that avenue and you're just going to grow that talent and that skill and that ability?
For sure, man. I mean, you're familiar with the Creativity Beta program, right? Or
not too? No. Yeah, scoop me. Give me the scoop, bro.
Okay, man. So I got to put you on.
Put me on.
Yes, man.
Because I'm in the outside looking in now.
Yeah, man. But the thing is, you're in the game though, because a lot of people your age, they might feel like they can't get in the game or whatever, bro. Like, I feel like the market isn't saturated. Everyone wants to say that. It's not though. There's billions of people on the planet. The internet is ever expanding. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Everyone have their own, you know, piece of property on the internet. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
But
for real.
As far as the program goes, I think TikTok released this program around like 10 months ago or something like
that.
So
it's with TikTok.
Yes. And I've been able to get paid from that, because as long as you make a video over 1 minute long, and there's some other requirements, but literally the video just has to be a minute long, and you have to have like 100,000 views in the last month or something like that. If you take it serious, I feel like you could do it, you know? And then you get into the program, and then you get a RPM. So per 1,000 views, you might get $1. So if you have a video do 1 million, then you're going to get $1,000. And that program really made me take it more serious, because as of recently, that's been a way I've been able to move to Miami, you know, is because
I'm getting big and grow rich.
Yes, man. Yeah, I'm reading that book, man. So, it's, you know.
Props. I need to read that one. I haven't read it. But go ahead. Give me. So it's part of TikTok.
Yes, sir.
And how long you been doing that, the program?
So I joined in August, and for some reason I wasn't seeing revenue until about like October. So this is recent for me as well. But the revenue that I saw was enough to let me know, like, okay, like, I had a job in mind that I was going to go and do in Miami. But I was like, knowing that I have revenue coming in from TikTok, that might be able to pay all my bills. And so far it has, you know, it's only been 2 months, but I can look at the projection of the way I'm going and what it's doing. And I'm like, this looks like it could be stable and I can grow on it.
Yeah, because so, you're in the infancy stage.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen you blow up. Like, I've been since that first video that I saw, or like one of the first videos I saw, because Speed video was not the first one that I saw. Mm-hmm. I can go back and I'll go back over some notes that I wrote. But when I saw a Speed video, I was like, oh shit, this is a really good video.
Mm-hmm.
And you were like at 20s or 30, and now you're at 40, something like that, 40K. And like, you're blowing up pretty fast. I'm like, dude, I need to catch this guy like as he's going up, because I like what you're doing. You're very creative and very concise, and like, you know what you're doing. So, and now that you, and actually it's weird that you gave me that scoop, because I was actually going to ask you, like, what is your formula to, are you thinking about expanding like to other social media platforms or?
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you that. And now you kind of gave me like what you're doing, and that's cool, man. That's awesome. And that's awesome that you're like just sharing the knowledge, because that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Like, because right now there was another account asking me questions about that. Mm. And I was like, well, not necessarily making money right now. I'm actually using this platform to spread marketing for the podcast, you know, at the same time using subconscious marketing, I call it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, a lot of people won't think of stuff like that, man.
Yeah, like I'm not really looking at the now, I'm looking at the later.
Yeah.
But now, if I can use the now to create some kind of revenue, kind of like the way you're mentioning, then why not, right? But I mean, obviously, you have to do the homework, and like actually, like what you just said, like, well, you got to look at the details and all that good stuff. So that's awesome, bro. I'm loving that energy, bro. And yeah, keep on reading that book. I'm going to get that book. That's probably my 2024 book. I actually started reading books a few years back, and I started with the self-help on the spiritual side.
Mm.
And then I started reading now more like on the business, and because I started reading spiritual books, and then like brain on the brain, I wanted to fix the brain, and then like the health. And now I'm going into like the business side of things. So
yeah.
And so you're going business first. Let's go. Let's get it on the
man. I literally, you know, a lot of people might judge me for this. Please don't, because if you're in the self-improvement circle or you're in the self-help circle, this is probably the first book you read. But I just now read Rich Dad Poor Dad last month.
Mm.
And people have been telling me about this since I was 18. But I finally just read it, man. So, and then I read this book right here, The Psychology of Money. These books, they're great for the mindset. It's like, you know what I'm saying? And then I'm not done with Think and Grow Rich. I'm not going to lie to y'all, but I'm in the process of reading it. I'm telling y'all, the mindset change these books do for you, it's crazy.
It's amazing. And it's good that you mentioned that, because right now here in Laredo, Texas, it's a small town, or maybe like 300,000 people here. And but there's a lot of traffic here. We're in the border of Nuevo Laredo and Laredo, and we're talking right now to some people here that are involved with promoting reading. We're talking about kids, bro, like 0 to 5 years old, because compared to the state here in Laredo, we're a little bit lower as far as literacy goes and just education. So some of the higher ups here, they're like, dude, let's do something to motivate the kids to read and the parents to get reading. And like, we're just talking about it right now. Like, for us, we like it, but for me, it took a while to actually like it, bro, and to really listen to and read a book.
Yeah. So
we're promoting that for the kids, man.
Go ahead.
And actually, I just read the Rich Dad Poor Dad, and I finished reading the book like a month ago.
It was. And what do you think about it? It was worth it, right?
It was worth it, man. All my buddies, I talk to a lot of my friends. They come on the podcast sometimes, and they're like, "Bro, you need to get that book. You need to get that book."
Mm.
So I eventually got it, and I started reading it. I'm a slow reader, bro. I take my time reading the book, and I was like, "Okay, this book is legit. Like, I like what you're saying."
Yeah.
Like the mentality of that book, and it's old, man. He's like, he wrote that in the 80s or something like that.
Yeah, it lasts the test of time. So, you know it's valid, you know?
It's like the book that you're reading too as well. Like, he wrote that book, I'm pretty sure.
This is like 1930s or something, and it's still valuable to this day. And honestly, on that point of where you're saying getting the kids to try to read, when I was like, you know, young girl or whatever, obviously reading wasn't cool. But luckily in Georgia, where I grew up, we were required to read like a book every month or something like that, you know?
Oh, man.
So like, we had to do it and then take a test on the book. So, you know, thankfully I grew up in that type of environment, but I'm just now getting back into reading. That's why I said I just read Rich Dad Poor Dad, because, you know, as you get older, you're not required to read anymore, right? Yeah. So you're going to have to do that on your own time, buy the books on your own time. But it's been so valuable to me in helping me communicate effectively, helping me think a different way. I recommend it to everyone, because, I mean, it's not like it's better than being on social media, but you can definitely gain some more value sitting down and reading a book, like, really. And that's going to be hard to sell to people in my generation, obviously. But, you know, if I get really successful and stuff, I'm going to tell people, like, that's how I do.
You are successful already, bro. Like, you're speaking the truth, and I like that your mindset. At 23, I was doing stupid shit, bro. I was barely getting really.
Well, I still do stupid shit, man.
Oh no, but I'm saying, like, at least you're kind of like pointing at the North Star right now. You kind of know where you're going. For me, I didn't have a North Star. I was like barely getting to like take college seriously. Like my 18 to 22 was kind of like party life. I didn't take anything too seriously. And then 23 to 26, I kind of like, all right, man, we got to step it up. Like you're getting
old. Life hits you,
And then, you know, the trajectory has been, I mean, you have to go through this experience at some point, you know, but I guess the sooner the better, and awesome for you, props to you. And I was going to tell you something. The one of the videos you made, bro, the NPC one, because going back to like what people are doing now, right?
Yeah.
NPCs, bro. And let me tell you first the backstory to this. So my kids, they play video games, right? And you know what's up, video games and gaming. And lately, I've been playing Fortnite with them. And sometimes I even play Fortnite by myself. I got into it. And my brother, my son, he's like, Dad, those are NPCs and whatever. And like, what is an NPC? And they would always tell me. And then eventually they told me, no, it's a non-playable character.
And
I was like, what is a non-playable character?
Yeah.
It's like, it's somebody who's right there in the game, but they're not really doing anything. They're just part of the game. Like it's a simulation, whatever.
Yeah.
They're not interacting or too much. They're not gonna kill you, whatever, right?
Mm.
I was like, cool. So, and then they're like, hey, you're an NPC. They would tell people like, hey, why are you calling him an NPC? Because he's like he's not playable character, like it's a joke.
Yeah, it's like a diss, it's a little joke or whatever.
Yeah. So now. And then I saw the videos on TikTok of people being NPCs. It was like, they took it to an extra level. Like, they want to be a real-life NPC.
Yeah, which is interesting to
what
say.
What do you think about that, bro? Like, this is the generation of making money in creative ways, and I think that's pretty creative, but it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I mean, speaking of, like, you know, industrious and creative, I mean, that's something else. I mean, obviously, I don't want to judge anyone for how they get their income.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, how they do it, you know, it's not like they're breaking the law, so I don't judge them for that. But I will say it kind of reminds me of, you've seen the show Black Mirror, right?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of reminds me of, like, an eerie dystopian future where it's like we're doing weird stuff for, you know, the sake of other people and for the sake of money, you know? And I don't know. I mean, obviously people like it, though, because how is it so lucrative?
Yes.
So that's the part I want to understand and I want to learn is, like, people enjoy this, obviously, you know, because it works.
And it's funny because, like, you see people in New York. You can see they're in New York. You see New York in the background. They're like,
yeah, I know. I think I know what you're talking about. There's two guys that I see constantly. They grow faster than me. So it's like, whatever they're doing, it works.
The funny thing is there's like three dudes right there, but they all have like their own cameras.
Yeah.
And like you can see like down the block, there's another dude doing it. Like,
yes, bro.
First we had crackheads, now we got fucking NPCs.
And these guys, and I think one of them, he's like, I own a Tesla Cybertruck and NPC boy. So I'm not doubting that they're getting a lot of money from it. And I mean, if it's successful and you can do it without, you know, losing your conscience, then okay, you know, go ahead.
I know. It's just strange times, man. Cause like,
yeah, it is.
But if you think about it, it's kind of like an art form. Like,
yeah. Right?
Like, hey,
especially they're like acting. I mean,
yeah,
acting at will, because like the people will donate a certain emoji or something like that, and then they have their script for that emoji, and I guess people get entertained by that, you know, and they just do it over and over again, and then I guess they change up the script the next time so it's a little different, so it's more entertaining or something.
It is.
I got to do more research on it, but honestly, you know, that's a little, you know, it's interesting to me, I guess you could say.
It is, man. I was just like, I was thinking, like, would I ever do that?
Mm.
And I was like, I was practicing the mirror there. And I was like,
Yeah. Nah,
I ain't got it. I ain't got
it. That's not me. That's not me either, bro. I don't care where I'm at in life. I don't think I'll do that, man.
I don't know, man. You never know. You might see Infinite Talks Podcast NPC version.
Different strokes for different folks. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I gotta make multi-dimensional live streams at all kinds of money.
Yeah, man. Hey, another stream of income. Why not? I mean, I it's funny because I've seen like rappers, like, I don't know if you're familiar with the younger rappers, like NLE Chopper.
Oh, yeah. I know who he is. I don't know too much, but I've heard his name. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, he's even done it, like, as a joke, but he did it for, like, 30 minutes, and, like, people were donating. It's, like, people, like, it's a mainstream thing. Like, people know about it and whatnot. And I don't know if it's going to continue to grow, but like I said, the internet's not as saturated as people like to say, so people could probably still get in that market, compete, and, like, grow. You know, it's not for me. I don't particularly like watching it, but it's interesting to watch from the outside. So
yeah, I actually did watch it just for like those several performers of NPC.
Mm-hmm.
Because I wanted to see like the psychology behind it and like how would I would feel and I like to see it the bigger picture, right?
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this is kind of crazy that this is happening because it's like, what is the point? But then it is entertaining and they're being creative in some kind of way and they're making money. And why not? Mm-hmm. You know, so it's just strange. It's just strange.
Yeah. I think an added factor that maybe makes it more entertaining is the fact that they do it in public. They don't care, you know, that people are looking at them like, what are you doing? You know, so that adds to the factor that it's like, wow, that's impressive that, you know, out in public and do it.
I respect that hustle, bro, because I went to Mexico and back in August, late July, and I was walking down the strip there. And all of a sudden, these two characters dressed up in like the mask, is it Jim Carrey, the mask with the yellow, the green face.
Oh, I haven't seen that, but
it's an old movie, bro. You're probably like two.
Yeah. I was young.
You're a little kid, but no. So they grabbed me from the sides and they're all dressed up like in this outfit.
Mm.
On one side, one dude, and the other side, another dude. They get me and they're like, "Hey, take some picture with us."
Mm.
And they told me, bro, don't talk to these people because they're gonna get you to like pay them for just taking pictures.
Yeah.
And they scammed me, bro. So and I paid them like $10, and I was like, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a hustle, I'm sure.
So I respect the hustle with NPC. At least they're performing, they're not bugging you, and they're doing their own thing, and they're getting paid through the social media, bro.
And actually, you know who Pinky Doll is? I think I might have referenced her in the video.
Yeah, but, the one that on that video you mentioned?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, like, she actually blew up. Like, she got a million followers, and she was at that streaming awards thing, and she won an award for, like, a live stream, some, like, subset award, but she won an award, so... You know, if someone wants to get into that field, I mean, go ahead. Hey. It is an interesting psychology study, though. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to find out why exactly that's entertaining, why people like it, and why people do it.
There was this dude who was in the character for, like, they couldn't break him down. And then, I don't know what happened. It was this dude, and they were, like, in a studio or something. Mm-hmm. And they started, like, really, like, messing with him until he broke character, bro. And it's like, he had a fight. I don't know if you saw that one, but, like, they broke his character. Hey, man.
Was it the Spider-Man one?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw that.
And I don't know. Like, I just remember that they were kind of getting into, like, they got him out of his comfort zone. He's like, "Hey, what's up, man? Like, I'm just trying to make my paper or whatever. Like, just let me let me do my thing, you know." Mm. But it's true, man. I don't think you should if it's not bothering you in any kind of way, just let him be.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I wouldn't harass them, man. And that's why I try to be respectful, because at the end of the day, they're my peers in a way, you know.
We're all competitors.
We're all trying to, like, do something. We all got a goal. And, you know, it's completely different from what I'm doing, but in a way, it's similar. You know, you could possibly draw a comparison. So, you know, you got to respect it in a way and, you know, say it is what it is. But it's definitely – we're going to find out the psychology behind it soon.
Back in, like, maybe, like, in the year 2300, they're going to be studying this stuff. And, like,
yeah, man, like, this is what the kids were doing. Like, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you talked a lot about my page and said how it was cool. I actually went through your page, and I thought, like, a lot of the topics that you cover was interesting. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to come on, because I'm like, okay, like, you talk about stuff that I'm interested in. Like, this is a mutual thing. So
100%.
I mean, your page, it looks pretty cool. I haven't seen your podcast yet. So, like, you do the podcast on TikTok, or you do it?
See, that's – I haven't done that yet, and I haven't figured it out, because I'm kind of, like, not set up to do it live, or at least I wasn't, and now kind of am. But I haven't played with the live stream on a podcast, because I don't know how would that, I just don't know the basics on dropping down that live stream into an actual recorded version.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
So I'm figuring that out. I think it's possible. I think I did one, but it didn't transfer well to the podcasting streaming platform.
Oh, okay.
So I had Obed Padilla. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a popping artist from California right now. He just came on Gary V, bro. He was on Gary V's podcast.
Oh, wow.
This past week, bro. And I was mind boggled, because I was like, dude, I had this dude on the podcast like a couple of months ago, right after I got back from Mexico. I had reached out to him before I went on vacation. He's like, bro, let's do it when you come back. And he was blowing up kind of like the way you are. And so I was like, you know what, dude, let's do something new. I haven't done this before. We're going to record live on TikTok, and we're going to do the podcast there. We're going to talk about your music. We're going to talk about your thoughts and all that good stuff. And we did it, man. And we had a good following at that point. But when it came down to transferring that episode to the actual platform where I stream off of Spotify, it didn't do well. And I was like, dude, okay, I need to figure that out. I need to play around with that. So I was going to do that with you as well, because I know you have a good following. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to do what I know for sure works. And then later on, I'll start practicing with that and making sure I can get that. But yeah, dude, the podcast is basically on, you know, on Infinite Talks. It's just like, you know, we can talk about whatever. I'm usually, if I'm on the streets, bro, like I'm just doing my work, whatever, I run into different types of people, like, you know, whatever. And we go on a huge talk and I don't even know this person. I was like, dude, I can do that on Spotify, on a platform like this. Kind of like the way we're doing right now. We're just going off and bouncing off ideas and conversations.
100%. So,
and it's about mind, body, spirit, and then financial literacy. That's my, so as I'm growing with financial literacy, I want to implement that indirectly into the podcast, because I know that all of us are finding ways to, you know, improve ourselves in all facets of life, bro. And that's why when I saw your page, like, this dude is on the right state of mind. I like to reach out to folks that are within the same frequency as me, you know, because that way we can like use our waves together and we create a bigger wave.
100%, man. And I definitely noticed that we're on the same way too, because I'm like, man, the topics you cover, it's like sometimes I'll cover something that I'm interested in, but I know it's kind of more like for the general public, you know. But like the thing that you're talking about, it's for the general public, of course, but it's also like a certain frequency, you know what I'm saying? And I really like the topics that you cover. So
thank you, bro.
That was definitely cool to see.
Yeah, and then if you go to a podcast, in the podcast I'll have like I'm very creative with the podcast. I don't like to be labeled under one, I guess, one angle. I like to have several multi-dimensional angles of creativity, kind of like the NPCs. So if you go to the podcast, you're gonna see a little bit of like I'm just having a talk with somebody, and I'm like, dude, I'm just gonna record. We're just gonna make this conversation flow, and then it just happens. And usually with my friends or my brothers or whatever, we'll just have like crazy talks about all kinds of things, conspiracies and like, you know, what's going on in politics, what's going on with the new waves of energy, and, you know, everything that's happening. And I'll just record it, and it just becomes a freaking good episode, because you're like, you're in the actual conversation. Like, you're like, you're like, you're sitting there and you're listening to all the angles.
Yeah, 100%, bro. Yeah, I could have a good conversation on this, and man, I'm going to check out your podcast. You said it's on Spotify?
It's on Spotify, man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to download that app just for that, bro, because I really need to hear, man.
You can actually just look it up, and there's different ways to get to the podcast. So through Spotify is just one way.
Okay.
Because this app, Spotify, bought off Anchor this past year. Anchor was the original app, and Gary Vee was the one that told everybody, hey, dude, get on Anchor if you want to be a podcaster, in 2016-17. So I got on in 2018, and I've been recording ever since. On actually, my first studio was a phone, bro.
Wow,
and I still use it, and it's really good quality. Like, if you record from your phone, it's really good microphones.
Yeah,
and you can get creative, like, because I like film. I've always liked film, so I use my film background and like on how to paint a picture with audio. You know, so when you listen right now to this, when you hear it on the radio or hear it on your speakers, or whatever, when you're driving or whatever, you're like, oh, okay, I can see what you're saying, and I can. Without me visually seeing, I can see what you're talking about.
Yeah, 100%. You said the storytelling, the small details and stuff, they can visualize it, and that makes it even so much better.
100%,
man.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, dude. So, that's what the podcast is about. And that's why I was like, dude, I got to reach out to people like you that are doing their thing like that as well, because I want to share your frequency, my frequency, and then, like, spread out to other people that don't know about you and that don't know about me. They're getting something good in return, because we're not just talking about like things that are not nonsense or whatever. Like, there's actually some truth behind it, some knowledge behind it, and then like some awakening happening at the same time. So really cool, bro.
I like your page a lot, bro, and I didn't know about it until recently, but it's definitely going to be a value page. You know, I followed you on there, and I'm definitely going to be checking out your content. Anything you release, I'm going to be watching it, and I might react to something that you post, because the thing you post is like, you know what I'm saying, it's relatable. So
you should check out my website. I just implemented a website pretty soon, maybe like a couple of months ago. It's called infinitetree.online.
Okay, for sure. Let me write that down real quick.
Infinitetree.online. Go check it out, and it has like what I just talked about, like mind, body, and spirit, and business, financial literacy. As like, yeah, And then I'm trying to monetize that. So I'm figuring that out as well. So, you know, dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, regarding that monetization, if you have any questions, you know, obviously off, you know, off podcast or whatever, hit me with that, man, because I'm trying to tell as many people, as many creators as I know about the creativity program, even people I know that aren't creators. I'm like, hey, guys, like, if you have anything that you think is interesting, put yourself out there and, man, create another stream of income, because it's like, you know, it's pretty fun. It's a fun avenue to do it. It doesn't feel like work a lot of times for me. And then you add value to the world through entertainment or through information or through whatever you want to do. And then, you know, everyone wins. And so it's just like, I'll definitely, you know what I'm saying, put you on with that, because you could definitely make a lot of money off of that. And I see the vision with what you're doing. I definitely like that.
Yeah, man. So, the vision is a work in progress, man. And I like to take things as they come, and I kind of like put the frequency out there, and I see when the opportunity arises. This is the opportunity. We have to take the door. Mm-hmm. We have to open that door. But I know that everything comes with time, and it has to be like, you have to be in all your right senses to make that happen. And I'm pretty sure you've seen that, like, now that you're in Miami. I'm pretty sure you're seeing like a bigger picture, like, oh, whoa, like I can go all of these kinds of avenues. What is like the like when you're there, like what motivates you, what inspires you when you're there, bro? Like, I'm pretty sure there's like tons of doors.
I mean, we could do something like, for example, I'm an avid gym goer. I love going to the gym, and yeah. I'll go to the gym and I'll meet people that create content there, and like they're like levels ahead of me. So I'm like, I have something to look up to and have something to learn from. When I go look them up, I'm like, all right, so how do they do content, right? Something as simple as that. Just going to the gym, I'll meet someone, because like you said, it's such a big city. You know, you'll meet creators, or you'll meet aspiring people or whatever, and like you can like learn some game from them, or they can help you with a collaboration there or there. And that's something I need to start doing, is more collaboration. That's why I'm glad I have this one. This is my first one. I'm always remember this too, bro. So thank you so much, because this is a great one. But
thank you, bro.
You know, it seems to be a lot of opportunity just because of the sheer number of people, and it's a great environment, like weather wise that's the main thing for me that kind of sold me, is like, I was like, man, if I was in Georgia right now, I'd be in a coat, I'd black heat, you know what I'm saying? And it's Georgia, but down here the weather's great. So it's like you can go outside every day if you really want, get your sunlight. If you want to go to the beach and be inspired, you know, just sit, relax, you know, it's a great environment for that. And then the people down here, there's a lot of ambitious people, a lot of content creators, you know, it's a up and coming city for sure. So, and it, the one thing I would say that is kind of like the silver lining is that, like I said, that culture shock. I of course knew the demographic was different, but it kind of like was bigger than I expected. And that allows me to like grow, because now it's like, I'm thinking of really learning a second language of Spanish. Mm-hmm. I learned it in high school, but I never practiced it. So I'm not fluent. You know, I can understand it, but I'm like, no, I want to come down here and learn their culture and participate in it, you know, gain some knowledge of a different culture and grow as a person. So that's, you know, I would say to people, maybe like switch up your environment if possible, or, you know, interact with other cultures and whatnot, and just grow as a person. You know what I'm saying?
For real, bro.
So that's where I get inspired from in Miami.
Growing, bro. Growing in Miami. That's awesome. Hey, dude, we're going to pause real quick. We're going to come back on the next part two. Do you have a couple of more minutes?
100%. So when do you want to come back? Because I'm not gonna lie, I just came from the gym and I do want to eat for like one, you know, like a couple minutes, and then we can go right back at it.
If you want, I mean, we can end up right now, or just wrap it up real quick, and then we can, I don't know, how you want to do it. You want to come back, or you want
to
do another?
Yeah, I'm down to come back. All I really gotta do is eat for a second. So like, if you want to keep going, we could keep going, or we can, you know, do something another day. You know what I'm saying? So.
Hey, what's, man, up to you? If you want, go ahead and let's wrap it up, man, because I respect your time, man. I know.
Okay, 100%.
But we're going to do a part two. We're going to
definitely. And, I'm down, man.
Because I know I had like three other topics that I wanted to talk about, but I have the limited time on Zoom, so I was going to end up right now. So
100%, man.
And you're hungry too, bro. So it's a quick one and a good one too, but I just want to tell everybody where you can find you real quick.
You can find me on TikTok right now, at Yo Navarro, and then you can find me on YouTube. I'm starting a YouTube, and on Twitter at @YoNel__. I'm gonna be posting on Twitter daily, but it's mostly gonna be just, you know, text messages, and then I'm maybe reposting my TikToks, and then I'm gonna be doing long form content on YouTube. I'll probably start the YouTube around January, but I'm gonna be on Twitter like tomorrow type thing. I just made those because, like I told you, I'm trying to expand. So. Thank you for having going, man. It was a great conversation, man. I'm definitely going to be shouting you out as much as I can and trying to
yes,
collaborate,
sir.
reacting to your video.